Hello, Tom Meglia here. Welcome to Knowing the Economy of God. How are you? It's financial planner, financial coach, Crown Ministries Money Map referral coach, and financial counselor, Tom Meglia. How are you? Welcome to Saturday's program, Knowing the Economy of God. Today is week number 10 of a 12-week series or 12-series program on the subject of giving. Anchor 3 of the 4 anchors of the economy of God. Anchor 1 being God as the owner. Number 2, we are the stewards. Anchor 3, we are to be willing and abundant givers, generous givers. And anchor 4, contentment, living contented within the Lord. God is enough, and we will live as content Christians. All of this to say that someday we'll have an accounting before God of everything we do. Hope you're having a great day. The phone number to reach me for a financial planning meeting, financial planning strategy session, is 800-386-3700. And the website. Oh, yes, the website. Always have the computer, the technology, which I am not fond of, but it's tech. www.theeconomyofgod.com. And there you can sign up for the free email newsletter. Email me a question, create an appointment, set up a meeting, or get the book. And we'll have the book on tape out in a couple of months. You can pre-order the book on tape for a 20% discount, which would be $21. The book is Knowing the Economy of God, a Bible-based discussion on Bible economics from Genesis through Revelation, all 66 books of the Bible. That's what it is. God's thinking, God's mind, what God says. Now, I want you to know that we start out every single program with a special scripture reading, a special scripture passage. And of course, every week at 2 Timothy 3:16-17, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, training, correcting, and rebuking in righteousness, so that the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. 2 Timothy 3:16-17, it says all scripture is God-breathed, God-inspired. Not 62%, 27%, 91%. The whole Bible, all of it, completely infallible. The total word of God, true. All scripture, all of it, 100% from the Lord. Isn't that great? And today, as I mentioned, we're on program 10 of a 12-part series on giving. Now, if you missed the other shows, go to the computer and you can archive, pick and archive the past radio programs and highlight one and listen to the program if you have a talking computer. And let's move on. So today we look at, again, God's economy. Now you're probably thinking, okay, how do you study it? Number one, we have a recipe to study the economy of God. What is the recipe? 4 parts. A, we cite the scripture. B, state the economic principles. C, how do we apply this to normal and everyday life? And D, the prayer of change, asking God to do the changing of us by his strength and power through the Holy Spirit. Now, Psalm 37:21 says, the wicked borrow and do not repay. The righteous give generously. Psalm 37:21, really a powerful passage. And to back that up, we're on page 92 of the book, Deuteronomy 24:14-15. Ready for this? You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of your aliens, who is in your land and your towns. You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, so that he may not cry against you to the Lord, and it becomes sin in you. That's a super piece of passage. What a scripture. Deuteronomy 24:14-15. I just love it so much, I've got to reread it. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of your aliens, who is in your land, in your towns. You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, so that he may not cry against you to the Lord and it becomes sin in you. That's clear. If you're hiring someone, give them their money. Give them their earned wages before the end of the day. Do it quickly. Do it swiftly. Otherwise, it's your sin. And the Lord hears the cry of that servant, of that worker. So you don't want that on your head. Pay that person who has worked for you. A hired servant, the first line says in verse 14, Deuteronomy 24. A hired servant. Don't oppress a hired servant who is poor. They need their wages. They're expecting their wages. Give them what is due. And that goes back to Psalm 37:21. The righteous give generously. Pay generously. Pay on time. Pay swiftly. There's another verse in the Bible that says, do not withhold good from whom it is due, if it is in your ability to pay. So all three of those passages talk about giving the money quickly to those that deserve it and earned it, especially poor hired servants, because God will hear that person's cry. And that then it becomes your sin. And we don't want that. We don't want to sin against God. And the verse here says, give him the wages before the sun sets. So obviously that's a swift course of reasoning to pay someone what they're due. So if you hire a worker at your home, a handyman, construction worker, and it's agreed upon in advance that they will get paid in advance, pay them partly to begin and partly at the end of the job, don't withhold the money. Don't not pay or make an excuse or say, well, you didn't do quite good enough. I think I'll think about this and get back to me in a few days, and then delay them, defer, and really be motivated to steal and not pay. That's a sin. So those three passages are very, very important. Before we go to the break, let's remind you again, and in your own mind, if you're hearing the program, you decide what are the economic principles of giving that we pull out from these three pieces of scripture. Because I believe giving in this context is applicable. So before we go on and talk about application after the break, let me reread the three scriptures. Okay, here we go. Psalm 37:21. The wicked borrow and do not repay. The righteous give generously. So we know that the person who borrowed, borrowed with the intent of stealing. Next. And I don't recall where I have, my notes aren't here about this next passage, but it's in scripture. Do not withhold good from whom it is due when it is in your ability to pay. Okay. And then finally, Deuteronomy 24:14-15. You shall not oppress a hired servant who is poor and needy, whether he is one of your countrymen or one of your aliens, who is in your land, in your towns. You shall give him his wages on his day before the sun sets, for he is poor and sets his heart on it, so that he may not cry against you to the Lord, and it becomes sin in you. And that sin will bring consequences to you or to me. So I think that's another part of the economic principle that's so important. That sin will bring consequences to us. To withhold wages from a hired servant, to not pay someone who deserves it, earned it, and worked for it in good faith, in good conscience. And the Bible says, do not withhold good from whom it is due, when it's in our ability to pay it. And back to Psalm 37:21, the wicked borrow and do not repay, which is stealing. The righteous give generously. So those three scriptures are very, very important. And I think we need to remember them. And after the break coming up, we'll talk about application. Okay, so now I think we're all aware of citing the scripture here. We've stated the economic principles. Give, pay. When you agree to do something, you've made a vow, pay it. Don't defer it on a hired worker, especially someone who's poor and has their heart set on those wages. That's a sin, and there will be consequences for these things. So don't borrow and do not repay, which is stealing. Give generously and pay whom you've hired. These are the economic principles to these three passages. So we're coming up to the break. After the break, we'll talk about application of these things to normal and everyday life, of the economic principles that we took from these scriptures. And again, if you are pulling over and going shopping as you're driving around, go to the website. Send me an email, grab the book, go online, sign up for the newsletter, or give me a call. The phone number is 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. And the website, gotta love the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Tom will be right back with more insights into knowing the economy of God.
Hi, this is Dave Dino. There's an old saying, fail to plan to fail. Do you know that most people fail to reach their financial goals simply because they never made them? Or they don't have a solid plan? Now, why is that? Well, because very few people really know how to. You see, most of us get our advice from a friend or a family member or maybe a coworker at the office. We have no formal plan or map to guide us along the way to our financial dreams. We usually have no one to coach us or give us solid advice because most of us don't know where to find a qualified financial advisor that respects our Christian beliefs, one who honors the Bible, takes financial advice and counsel directly from Scripture, and then applies it to our personal financial situation. Well, for over 28 years, Tom Meglia has been helping Christians formulate solid financial plans that work towards achieving their financial goals. Whether you're just getting started or concerned about your current plan, call Tom at 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700. Tom Meglia, financial coach and planner, to honor God by being a good steward along with reaching your financial goals. Now that's a solid financial plan. Again, call 800-386-3700. That phone number to call is 800-386-3700. Or log on to Tom's website at theeconomyofgod.com. That's theeconomyofgod.com. Or, if you'd like more information about how you can have Tom come and share knowing the economy of God with your group, your Sunday school class, or hosting a workshop at your church, call 800-386-3700. That's Tom Meglia at 800-386-3700. 800-386-3700. Call him.
Now back to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner and coach Tom Meglia.
Welcome back. We're on the other side of the break. Welcome to knowing and understanding and believing and receiving the economy of God. Bible economics. Now, application of these scriptures and concepts to our normal and everyday life. What does it look like? Well, let's go through it little by little. I know a couple who I've been trying to help out of bankruptcy for over a decade. They climb up the ladder some, they fall back, climb up the ladder and slip back down. Why does this keep happening? Well, one of the reasons, there's a few reasons. One of the reasons is a bad intent, where they borrow and borrow from people, friends, relatives, credit card companies, and they really deep down inside know that they don't have to pay it back if they don't want to. Yes, there'll be some consequences, credit scores, not getting a loan perhaps for a home, and there's some consequences. But they also know that they can borrow and not repay. And they have done that. They've even admitted it, that they've borrowed in their life with never an intent or desire to pay. That's just one of the issues financially of this couple I'm referring to. Do they know that sin? They do now. And now they're working out of this matter. They're digging out of it. They're digging out of it. And if that means something to you, where you've borrowed and you knew you couldn't repay, You need to confess that as sin to God, repent of it as confession of repentance before the Lord, and make your changes and ask God to help you with his strength and grace and kindness to move forward and not repeat those sins. And that's important. You know, a lot of America has borrowed with the intent of never repaying. Not always, of course, but in some cases, definitely. So that goes back to Psalm 37:21. Now, as we move to the verse about withholding from people, and then we add it to the Deuteronomy verse, we know if we hire people in anything, it could be a lot of things. It could be a realtor, it could be a dentist, whom we put the procedures on a time basis or a payment plan without the intent of paying. Or if we hire workers at our home or business, God wants us to honor Him, Almighty God, and pay our debts, pay our bills, and pay or give to those whom we've hired. That's very important. How would you feel? How would we feel if we were on the other end working and not being paid? How would we feel? What would we think? Now, the Deuteronomy passage talks specifically about the hired servant who's poor, and he has his heart set, quote, his heart set on receiving the wages when the sun comes down, before nightfall. Which to me, that sounds like some kind of a laborer in the field. You know, think about it. Have you ever had the chance or time in your life where you were working and you were just thinking, oh, Lord, I'm so glad to have this job, this work. I need this money. I need this income. I can't wait to get it. I can't wait till the day is over. I need this money for food and necessities, maybe clothing and shelter, that kind of thing, only to be disappointed at the end of the day. That's a terrible feeling. And if you know, like me, that's happened to in the past, we go to our Heavenly Father and cry before Him, bring it up to God, and ask God to help us with that matter. And that's pretty hard. It's pretty crazy. It's intense. It's stressful. It's not fun. But sometimes we need to do that. It's very important. And so if we're on the end of being the one in charge, let's say the one that's hired others and has the money to pay, we must pay. We must give. We must not withhold their income. That's dishonest, it's a sin, and there'll be consequences. And I know a fellow who this happened to. He said, Tom, what do I do? I'm self-employed, I'm a computer technology consultant. I've got 4 or 5 customers that aren't paying. And I said, well, did you do the work? Yes. Was it done to their satisfaction? Yes. Did you bill them with an invoice? I sure did, but it's been over 50 days, 60 days, and nothing. They keep saying to me, well, I'm going to pay you. Things are tough right now. You're going to get paid. Just, you know, don't bug me. You're going to get paid. You know, this kind of thing. And I said, you know, I think what I would do is I would tell them about this particular scripture, see if it does anything for them. But Tom, they're not Christians. They wouldn't listen to that. Maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. But at least they know where you stand in the ball game that you abide by, the rules you live by. I think that's very important. So I think that in any event, we're not going to sue or do anything legal because the Bible says not to do that. But it is important to say, you know, I'm counting on these wages, these earnings for supplies, for needs, for food, for clothing and shelter, to pay taxes, to give to my church. Why aren't you paying? And, you know, I've worked honestly for you. Have you liked the work I've done? And boy, that's about all you can do. And then you pray and ask God to put it on the heart of that person to pay you. And so we need to be the kind of people as Christians that glorify God so that no one says, oh, what a hypocrite. They talk like Christians and they don't pay their bills. They don't pay their debts. They don't pay people they hired. They don't pay people they employed. That's not what we want to do as a witness in the world. Okay, so these are some things that are very, very important. Let's not withhold good from those whom it is due when it's in our ability to pay and pay timely and quickly. You know, they have a life and needs too. Okay, So let's have the prayer of change, shall we? And then let's talk about financial planning. The prayer of change. Father God, we just love you and praise you, Lord. We ask for your wisdom, Lord, your strength, and your power, Lord, that far outpasses and exceeds our flesh, to give to people, Lord, to not borrow without intent of paying back, but to giving generously and righteously, like Psalm 37:21 says. Lord, we seek your strength, Lord, to bless people. And if we hire them, to pay them timely, and even bonuses and benefits and things above what we had said we would give them. On a hot day, a glass of water, whatever it takes, Lord. Lord, we also ask for your wisdom and your blessing to obey you. In Jesus' name, we pray, whom we call our Lord and Savior. Amen. Okay? Phenomenal. Now, let's talk about how to apply this to your particular finances, your particular financial situation, and all the other programs, all the other things we talked about in the Bible and in God's economy and in the book. How do we apply this to your life and create a financial strategy to reach certain financial goals while being a good steward for the Lord? The answer, get coaching. Get advice. The Bible says there's wisdom in a multitude of counselors. Seek wise counsel. Be careful whom you listen to counsel. The Bible is loaded with verses about seeking counsel. The way to do that is to give me a phone call and set up a meeting or go to the website. The phone number is 800, toll-free, 800-386-3700. And the web address is theeconomyofgod.com. You can order the book, sign up for the free newsletter, and start getting education on finances, financial literacy, I call it, learning more about Bible economics, and marching forward in a financial plan for your future. One that is based on scriptural principles. That's so important. We must do things the way God wants us to. That's very important. We are accountable to the Lord. And I think that there's probably over 15 scriptures that I can think of right now that discuss accountability. So let's take this seriously. And that's the key. If you love God and you want to know Him better and do what He wants you to do, take His words seriously. You know, I didn't invent the Bible, but I sure adhere to it. I sure believe in it. And I try to run my family's finances as close as possible to align with God's word. And I think that's really fun. It's important, and I enjoy it. So have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next Saturday. Next Saturday is program number 11 of a 12-part series on Anchor 3, Giving. Next week's program will be on how do you understand where you give your donations as to what is being done with those donations. How good are the stewards managing the money and other donations that you give the way you intended it, the way would God want it, to go out into the world for the Great Commission, the gospel? And how do you analyze what's happening there? And then week 12 is the summary of all the things we've learned about giving the prior 11 programs. Week 12 is the summary. And I think that's going to be a really cool program. I really do. So thank you again. God bless. 800-386-3700 is the phone number to get a financial game plan strategy meeting going. First meeting is free. Or the website, www.theeconomyofgod.com. No spaces, all one word. Thanks. God bless you guys. See you later.
You've been listening to Knowing the Economy of God with financial planner Tom Meglia. Tom's desire is to teach God's people how to be good stewards, coaching them in the biblical principles of investing. If you would like to contact Tom with a financial question or have Tom speak at your church or group, call 800-386-3700. That's 800-386-3700 or online at theeconomyofgod.com. Join us next week as Tom Meglia continues to share his insights to knowing the economy of God. God.